The tentative deal limiting Iran's nuclear program has gotten a lot of attention since it came together last week. 5 years ago this week, another big nuclear deal was being signed. It's known as the New START Treaty, and its aim was simple: to limit the number of nuclear weapons the U.S. and Russia have ready to blow up one another. As NPR's David Wellner reports, despite soured relations, both sides, so far, are honoring the treaty.
For President Obama, getting the New START Treaty to the finish line not even 2 years into his presidency was arguably his biggest foreign policy accomplishment to date. At the time, he promised the deal would bring great dividends.
This is the most significant arms control agreement in nearly two decades, and it will make us safer and reduce our nuclear arsenals along with Russia. With this treaty, our inspectors will also be back on the ground at Russian nuclear bases, so we will be able to trust but verify.
Obama's use of Ronald Reagan's signature phrase was not enough to mollify Republicans. John Kyle was, at the time, the Senate's number two Republican.
The administration did not negotiate a good treaty. They went into the negotiations, it seems to me, with the attitude with the Russians, just like the guy that goes into the car dealership and says, "I'm not leaving here until I buy a car."
And some who've watched the New START Treaty being implemented have their own doubts about its real thrust.
This treaty is actually about nuclear armament, not about disarmament.
That's Russian military analyst Pavel Felgenhauer speaking from Moscow. Felgenhauer, who writes a defense column in the opposition newspaper Novaya Gazeta, says under the terms of New START, Russia has actually been able to increase both the number of nuclear warheads it has deployed and the means to deliver them.
This treaty provides for some control and some inspections to understand what's happening, but it is really not about disarmament. That should be well understood.
American arms control experts say the treaty does indeed allow Russia to add to its nuclear warhead launching arsenal. But Jeffrey Lewis of the Middlebury Institute of International Studies says that was not a concern to American negotiators.
One of the peculiar things about the negotiation was that the United States wanted a lower number of warheads, and the Russians wanted a lower number of what we call delivery vehicles, missiles, submarines, bombers.
The U.S. still has far more of those launchers than Russia does. The two countries have about the same number of deployed nuclear warheads. More important than the numbers, says Lewis, is the fact that despite increasing tensions, both the United States and Russia have been carrying out 18 annual inspections of each other's nuclear facilities called for in the treaty.
I actually think in the current situation that we're in at the moment, where relations with Russia are really quite poor and where the Russians are investing in new strategic forces, I think that actually makes the verification provisions of the agreement and the limitations that it provides much more valuable.
And Hans Christensen, an arms control expert at the Federation of American Scientists, points out that Russia and the United States have both carried out large nuclear military exercises just in the past 2 weeks. The arms treaty, he says, has kept a lid on these shows of force.
And at least now it has sort of a calming or constructive effect on the behavior of the two countries, in the sense that they're saying, you know, at least we both have an interest in this. So let's try to keep that going for now.
How long it will keep going may depend on other factors. Last year, at the height of tensions over Ukraine, Russia hinted at walking away from the nuclear arms treaty. But Middlebury's Lewis doubts Russian President Vladimir Putin would make such a move.
Putin's a bad guy, and Putin likes getting away with stuff. But I think he realizes, at least for the moment, that this would leave him worse off if he were to try to break out of the treaty.
Doing so would not only doom the treaty, it would also end the verifications that have allowed a rare glimmer of trust between two old Cold War adversaries. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.